Welcome back to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast. And today we're going to talk about urban renewal in Jacksonville. Many have tried and most have failed. Will this time be any different? I'm talking about the chances of another successful college football coach coming into the National Football League and turning the franchise around. Former Ohio State, Florida, and Utah head coach Urban Meyer is already making a lot of noise as he prepares for his first season at the helm of the NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars. Though other college football coaching winners such as Nick Saban with the Miami Dolphins, Steve Spurrier, the Washington football team, and Chip Kelly at Philadelphia have crashed and burned in their attempts to win in the NFL, the odds are certainly against Urban Meyer as he takes over a Jacksonville NFL team that went a pitiful 1-15 in 2020. If the 1-15 record sounds a bit familiar, that's what former college football coaching legend Jimmy Johnson did during his first year as head coach at the Dallas Cowboys Football Club when he took over in 1989. After his first year learning curve, though, Johnson would draft really well and lead the Cowboys to two Super Bowl wins in the next three seasons. Jimmy Johnson then abruptly took his titles and left pro football after just 4 years in Dallas. JJ entered television broadcasting with Fox and has remained there after tiring of dealing with Dallas's hands-on team owner, Jerry Jones. This type of turnaround can be done, and Jimmy Johnson's blueprint in Dallas seems to be just what Urban Meyer may be using as a template right now. When Jimmy Johnson left the University of Miami to take that head coaching job in Dallas, he drafted a franchise quarterback in Troy Aikman and then added a future Hall of Fame running back in Emmitt Smith. In his first draft with Jacksonville, Urban Meyer recently selected Clemson's record-setting quarterback Trevor Lawrence with the first overall pick, and then he added Clemson's talented running back Travis Etienne at number 25 in the first round, too. With all those Clemson players, it wouldn't surprise me if Jacksonville changed their primary uniform color to orange soon, too. While at Clemson, both Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne played on the 2018 National Championship squad. They know what it takes to win at a high level and play for a demanding coach like Clemson's Dabo Swinney. As a college football coach, Urban Meyer, who's now 56 years of age, had a reputation of being quite intense. Though two of his University of Florida football teams won national championships, Meyer burned out early in 2010 after a brief health scare involving chest pains and dehydration. He hinted that he might leave college football, but after a few months off, he returned to his job for the 2010 season. Urban Meyer officially announced his retirement from college coaching after the 2010 season in Florida. He went to the television booth with ESPN the following year. And then just as quickly, Urban Meyer turned to college football coaching once again at Ohio State, beginning with the 2012 season, and led the team to a 12-0 regular season and a number 3 ranking. He would win his third national championship as a head coach in 2014 after the Buckeyes downed Oregon to win the BCS title. In 2018, Urban Meyer was placed on paid administrative leave just before the start of the regular season as part of an investigation relating to his assistant coach, Zach Smith. After sitting out three games, Meyer returned to coach Ohio State for the remainder of the season as the team finished 12-1. And then, just like in Florida, Urban Meyer retired from coaching due to health concerns and took a television analyst position with Fox Sports. Sound familiar? After 2 years on the sidelines, Meyer just accepted the head coaching job with the NFL's Jaguars. So here's what we know. Urban Meyer is driven to succeed at everything he does and will, in all likelihood, work himself into exhaustion once again. He will demand excellence from his players and expect loyalty from them, too. And that brings us to today. Urban Meyer's success as a college football coach was due to the recruitment of elite talent and a willingness of those players to go all in on his coaching philosophy. The obvious difference between college football and the NFL is that professional football is playing for a paycheck, and a large one at that, in addition to playing for the league's championship. The paycheck aspect can drive players to focus on their own individual achievements in order to create a higher demand for their services from another team at the next contract negotiation. LSU lost Nick Saban after he was lured into coaching with the NFL's Miami Dolphins. It's fair to say that Nick Saban's intensity as a football coach would rival or surpass Urban Meyer. After going 9-7 during his first year in the NFL with the Dolphins, Saban's second-year coaching record sank to 6-10. He would then leave the NFL, return to college football with the University of Alabama, and has won 6 national championships for the Crimson Tide since taking that job in 2007. Nick Saban soon realized that it's much harder to control all of the factors related to building a winning football program in the NFL than it is in college football. In an interview years after leaving the NFL's Miami Dolphins, Nick Saban confirmed his need to be in control. Quote, "I can't control my destiny here. There's too many things that no matter how hard I work or no matter what I do, I can control my destiny better in college by working hard and making good choices and decisions and creating a good program for the players. I think that happening made me lean back to coming back to college football." Now, that admission by Nick Saban is part of what makes him one of the greatest coaches of our time. He understands himself and acknowledges that he wants total control of his football team. No detail is ever too small for Nick Saban. In the NFL, though, the carrot for most of the players is building an incredible wealth in their brief careers. Though first-round draft picks in the NFL do last an average of 9 years in the league, the average NFL player lasts less than 3 seasons. Injuries and continued annual competition from rookies and free agents can move the focus away from winning and toward individual stats. Urban Meyer is about to find out all of this in Jacksonville. Perhaps that is why 33-year-old Tim Tebow is now returning to the NFL in Jacksonville after nearly a decade from last appearing on an NFL football field. Tebow was the quarterback for one of Urban Meyer's 2 national championship teams at the University of Florida. Tebow also grew up in the Jacksonville area and has many ties to the community. Tim Tebow was drafted as a quarterback by the Denver Broncos in the first round, and despite having some success on the field, Tebow's inability to improve as a more traditional downfield passing quarterback would see him bounced out of the league after brief stops with the New York Jets, New England, and Philadelphia. Tim Tebow then went into television as an analyst. And though quite successful in the broadcast booth with the SEC Network, he decided to take a few years and try to reach baseball's major leagues with the New York Mets organization. And after climbing all the way up to the AAA level a few years ago, Tim Tebow recently called it quits on his baseball career. Once his former football coach Urban Meyer took the NFL job in Jacksonville, though, Tim Tebow decided to work out for the team and announced that he wanted to compete for the tight end position. And this week, Jacksonville signed Tim Tebow to a football contract. And Tebow says he simply wants one more chance to play in the NFL. For Urban Meyer, Tim Tebow represents the ultimate winner type of personality that he wants other players to emulate in his NFL clubhouse. At 6'3" and 245 pounds, Tim Tebow is built like an NFL tight end, but he's never played the position before at any level. Jacksonville's coaches liked what they saw during his workout with the team, so Tim Tebow is now back in the NFL as a tight end prospect. Since many in the media and a small percentage of fans apparently despise Tim Tebow's overt religious faith, the media is likely to focus much more time on Tim Tebow's attempted NFL comeback than watching the team's new and highly important first-round quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, and running back, Travis Etienne. Urban Meyer is very smart at understanding how the media works. Besides, he spent a few years doing that himself, too. I think it's a brilliant move to bring Tim Tebow to Jacksonville. It will build team interest, it'll help to sell tickets and merchandise, and it brings a national focus onto a team which was a lowly 1-15 last year. Tebow's positive attitude, leadership, and character are a plus in the clubhouse, too. It's quite likely that Urban Meyer's 2021 Jacksonville Jaguars team will improve on the field during his first year as head coach. After 1-15, what's he got to lose? However, Urban Meyer's newest coaching adventure likely comes with his own personal timer as to how long he is going to stick with this new job. We're going to find out soon whether Urban Meyer becomes the NFL's next Jimmy Johnson, a Super Bowl winner, or Nick Saban, who learned that he prefers retaining the control of a college football team. But no matter what happens, Jacksonville's urban renewal plan will be a lot of fun to watch. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.